لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي
اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان آدم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعدها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمه. As we are close to the birth of the one who is called Tayyiba, Tahira, Zakiya, Fadila, Bid'atul Rasul, Aynul Rasul, Taqiyya, Mutahhara, Fatimatul Zahra, Salamullahi Alayha. My congratulations to all brothers and sisters and beloved children. Congratulations to all the ladies of the world as they have received a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she became Sayyidatun Nisa'il Alameen. She is an example for all the mothers, so that day is being called as Mother's Day. And she is an example for all the women in this world. That is why that day can be considered as Woman Day. Best of the day when we can call a Woman Day, that is a woman, she is a perfect woman in this world. And best of the day when we can consider a mother, when you can see an exemplary mother within the world. Although we try to celebrate Mother's Day in some other days, but I would request and recommend many and believers, brothers and sisters, that celebrate this day as Mother's Day and give gifts to your mothers, because this is the day when mothers are being honored by a mother that is a chosen mother within the world. In this day, you should try to honor your mothers, because your mothers are being the one source for the love of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. From very beginning, those who taught us the names of Ahlul Bayt salam and names of Ma'asumeen, those who taught us the name of this great personality, these are the mothers, and we need to be thankful for them for gifting us that love and that affection about Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And this is the day when we need to celebrate. Celebration of the birth of Hazrat Sayyida is celebration of the prophethood, because she is the daughter of Nubuwwah. Celebration of the day of Sayyida is the celebration of Imamah, because she is the mother of A'immah alayhi salam. And that is the day celebration for the Ismah and purification, infallibility, because she is the one who has been chosen as an infallible lady within this world for the love of Fatima al-Zahra, peace and salawat. On this very auspicious occasion, our school and Hadi, IEC, PTO, and Board of Directors And they have organized a day for the celebration, which is tomorrow, the day which is called Mother's Day. That is the day that is Women's Day, and it is a combined effort that is 17th anniversary for our school at Al-Hadi. I would like to request brothers and sisters to participate and support this great celebration. Bring your children that they can have joys on this day, the day where all Minin and Minat from all over the Houston, they will be together. And this unity of Mu'mineen and Muslimin, even those brothers and sisters from any background, from any sect, we all Muslim believe in this great personality and excellences of personality of Fatima Zahra. So this celebration is going to take place tomorrow, and this is very important event. I would like to urge children, brothers and sisters, and youth to participate in this program. On the occasion which is the birth of Hazrat Sayyida, at the same occasion there is another important event, another birth took place from the progeny of Hazrat Sayyida. Another son was born, who was true son of Sayyida Salamullahi Alayha, that is Imam Khomeini Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. For the soul of Imam, please recite salawat. And I believe that was because of this blessing that he was born on this perfect day, with the blessing of this great prosperity, he got all these opportunities and the blessings of the wilayat, that he became a waliyya faqih, waliyullah al-a'wam in this world, and that was a blessing of his mother. May Allah send the peace and blessing upon the soul of this personality, and peace and blessing upon the grave of this personality. Dear brothers and sisters, in the world today, a blame game on a country that is Syria, that is continued. And countries from around the world, they are blaming this country, especially the Western powers, from last 2 years continuously. They are bombarding on this country by various types of the blames. And now they have claimed that they have some evidences. Prime Minister of United Kingdom says that although there are little evidence, but there is evidence that Syria is using chemical weapons against the people of this country. I would say that this was the country who supported, gave chemical weapons to Saddam Hussein openly, and hundreds and thousands of people, they were being killed in Kurdistan and on the border of Iran. And that was completely clear evidence that this country had supported. And many of the Western countries, they gave those chemical weapons to that person who was dictator within the world, but no one condemned at that time. But at the moment, they got little evidence, that they don't have any evidence, but with this little evidence, they are asking to intervene in Syria. Let me ask them that you have to think about yourself before you think about anybody else. How much you have supported to the dictators of the world, and still continuously you are supporting many other countries that are dictators of the world. Before you speak about Syria, you have to speak about Saudi Arabia. You have to speak about Jordan. Why you don't have to speak about rest of the countries, where there are dictatorships within the country? And especially, why you don't speak about Zionist regime before you speak about Syria? Zionist regime had used chemical weapons, and those weapons were being used to kill innocent people in Palestine. And that is also a continuous atrocity that is happening every day. But unfortunately, no one speaks about that. and today these evil powers, they have gathered against this country only to benefit the Zionist regime. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring justice within the world. As the election within Iraq are continued, brothers and sisters, there was a wave of violence in this country, and many people, they have lost their lives. It is reported 180 people, they have lost their lives, and many of them, they were being wounded. That was because of a series of bomb blasts, and there were clashes within Baghdad. So there is a conspiracy behind that they do not like to have establishment within this country. Unfortunately, power from outside, they do not like to see this country to be established. Another thing that is very important, that you probably have realized, that headlines are still about Boston bombing that has happened. We have condemned strongly any hands that are involved in bombing in Boston. But in various parts of the world, there were bomb blasts. Many people, they were being killed. And if we don't speak about any other country, let us speak about the country where we live. There were explosions in Texas. Many people, those who are being killed, and the mayor of Texas had announced that it was like atomic attack, atom bomb attack. So that was a major explosion, but you don't see headlines about that. Headline you would see that are about only Boston. You go BBC, you will find only Boston. You go on CNN, you will see only this headline. Why is that? What is the reason that this has to be only headline? Why Iraq is not headline? Why Syria is not headline? Why people, those who have been killed in Pakistan, they are not being headline? Only this, where three people, they are being killed, or some of them are being injured. So if America is only the world where we have to speak, let us speak about the people, those who are being killed in Texas. Nobody speaks why this explosion happened, what was the reason, who are the people behind that, how that accident happened. So this has been just forgotten. But Boston has become as a headline. Now let us see, brothers and sisters, that two suspects were being arrested, one of them was already killed. And the second suspect, that it's been said, Zohar, with the name from Chechnya, the second brother that was being considered as a suspect, bombing in this atrocity, what has happened. About that, BBC has said he has been suffered by gunshot. He had many wounds in his head. His leg was also wounded. His hand was also wounded. And there were many wounds in his throat. And by all these, whatever it has happened, so you can see that if somebody has that many wounds in head, in legs, in his hand, and also his throat. And then they are saying that this suspect has already stated that he is being involved and his brother is being involved. On the day when they have taken him to the hospital, on that day, authorities, they were saying that he may not be able to speak for years. That is, it's not I'm saying that. That is something that CNN said. CNN said that he may not be able to speak for years from time now because his throat had an injury. And then they said that because he had written statement, they asked him to write a statement. If somebody is being wounded from the head and throat, you can just imagine that what kind of statement he would be able to write, and why he's not being given time. That when he becomes well, at that time he should be asked, he should be questioned. Why in this hurry, why this hastily, they have asked him the questions and they had to write down this statement. It is to hide something. There is something to be hid at the moment, brothers and sisters. So now let us see that within United States there are discussions about that. many wise people, they are having discussion about that, and these are the questions that are being raised by the community in North America. Those people who think a little bit about that, they have raised those questions. One of the people that have spoken about this situation, that is the U.S. State Republican Stella Tremblay, that she said that she's from New Hampshire, and she says that it is U.S. government that is responsible for Boston bombing. So she clearly says that it's not responsibility on anybody, on any individual, but according to her, it is the responsibility of the government, and government has to accept this responsibility. We understand that if anybody who was involved, that has to be condemned. So it can be state or it can be any individual. We have to think about that before we blaming anybody. I was listening to the statement of the mother of these two suspects. She says that my children were being attacked only because of being Muslim. They did not have any type of the problem. And in the past, they did not make any type of the explosion. They were not being involved in anything. So if their past was a kind of past, they asked from the wife of one of the suspects. She says that she have never seen any activity. So you see that those who are closest to these suspects, when they asked them the question, they said she has never seen any activity. I used to go to the job. Maybe my husband, when he was at home at that time, he have done that, but I don't see any character, any behavior from the suspect. So those are the statements that I just want to bring in your attention, that you should see that what it is happening. There is a clear injustice that we can see. Although I am not going against any decision or any verdict, but what I can see, that there is a clear injustice that a person who is in hospital, staying in the hospital on the bed, he has many wounds, and at the same time he's been investigated, and based on that verdict has been given. In the courts of the United States, many cases that remain for years, they don't give any verdict about that. They don't speak about that. For years, those cases continue. But this case had to be dealt within a day or so, because there is somebody involved who is with the name of Muslim or Islam. It is really unfortunate that in the past few days, this wave again started. In Canada, same thing. In America, same thing. In the United Kingdom, same thing. So many people, again, they started a wave, and that continued in various countries. So it means there is a wave, anti-Islam wave, that they tried to make this wave after a few months, after a few years, and then that becomes an issue. Today, our youth, our young people in this country have been intimidated. Our families, females, are being threatened. Many people, they are living in the fear. And that was one of the purposes, to create a state of fear. Let us get out of this fear. Not to live in the state of fear. Only have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not have any fear. La khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Not to live in the state of fear, but live in the state where you can be free. That at least we should speak about anything that has been happening in this country. And if we be silent, silence has never been the solution, brothers and sisters. With silence, we will not be able to achieve anything. At least we have to speak whenever we see any wrong. And I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam al-Zaman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the supporters of Imam al-Zaman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring peace and justice in this world. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our worships. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna
وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.